Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Chris. This is episode 63 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. It's a cold, dark, dreary day here in Virginia, just pouring down rain. I've actually broken out one of my lights for this one. It's so dark. This episode is going to be about masks and how masks don't work. They've never worked. And this whole, for 2 years, you know, it's really amazing how for 2 years we have been had. I mean, really, you know, and I think that this is a running theme of this podcast, how the people in charge don't know what they're doing. They are idiots and we shouldn't listen to them. And we should certainly not give them any more power over our lives. And we certainly should not give them any more of our money. So I want to talk about this book, Unmasked, by Ian Miller. Now, some of us have been following Ian Miller on social media for well over a year, probably close to 2 years at this point. And I've been following him for close to 2 years. And I think I stumbled across him, I don't know when or where I stumbled across him, really. But he was the guy who was paying attention, one of the guys, who was paying attention to the science, to the data of COVID, from the beginning of COVID. And, you know, that's one thing, I was basically essentially unemployed for about a month, maybe 5 weeks there, in April, May of 2020, and I didn't have anything better to do except go mountain biking, go jogging, do push-ups, and look at the data. That's what I was doing. And I think maybe that's how I stumbled across him, because I found his charts. He was making charts about all of the transmission rates, you know, infection rates, case rates, and when masks became mandatory, basically, for all of us in various places to various degrees, he was looking at the data and making charts, tracking the data, tracking the case rates, seeing do these things work? Do they work? And this book, he has compiled the data, and he's put together a really strong argument using truth, basically, like Dr. Fauci's own words, the WHO's own words, CDC's own words. It's really amazing how basically at the beginning of the, before COVID came out, there were various studies on masks and do they work, and basically they all said no, they don't work, and then on viruses, and when in February, I think it was February 26, 2020, the CDC held a kind of a teleconference about talking about all the things that we can do to prevent COVID and to fight COVID, and they presented this document, and the document was a compilation of the data from about 200 medical scientific journal articles over the past 16 years, from about 1990 to 2016, around there somewhere, or 2000 to 2016, something like that. About 200 scientific articles. It was the latest study, the latest science, and in this document, and in this presentation, this was the CDC. Okay, this was the plan, almost like the national planning session for how we're going to deal with COVID. In that document, masks are not even mentioned. They're not even mentioned. Not only are they not mentioned as an insignificant thing that we might be able to do, might do some good, they're not mentioned at all. That might come as a shock to you, probably does. Because look, we are, what I always say, we're Republicans, we are libertarians, we're the smart ones. The Democrats are the ones who don't know any of this stuff. They don't know anything. They're the dumbest people. They're so dumb and they're so uninformed because all they do is watch TV. They watch CNN, they watch Dr. Fauci, they do what Joe Biden tells them, they don't question anything. And here is a collection of the CDC, the people in charge, supposedly the people in charge, and they didn't even mention masks at all. And then about a month or two later, they're telling us that we have to all wear masks. Dr. Fauci's telling us we all have to wear masks. Yeah, we gotta wear masks. And so the question is, well, what changed? What science, what new science? Because they're always telling us that they follow the science. Oh, we follow the science. Well, what was the new science? There was none. There was no new science. So how can they justify telling us all to wear masks when even their own science, previously, all of their own science told us that masks don't work? It shows you that, I mean, it's really sad how we basically were all just totally, totally bamboozled by a bunch of bureaucrats who didn't know what to do, didn't really have anything, you know, positive to tell us to do or to contribute to the situation. So they just made something up and to show that, hey, we're doing something. Oh yeah, look at us, we're doing something. And then all the Democrats, you know, a lot of us, myself included, okay, we'll wear masks. That seems to make sense, because masks, okay, yeah, masks will keep you from spitting on other people, and that, yeah, that makes sense. But of course, Dr. Fauci, before all this, I think it was in February or March of 2020, he himself talked about how the particles of a virus are too small for these masks. They don't work at all. There was a study in Germany that came to the conclusion that masks didn't work. Because the big change, if you could say there was a change, was they started telling us about asymptomatic spread. Well, you know, you should wear a mask because just in case you have it, but you're asymptomatic, then you won't spread it. So it's a preventative measure. But there was a study in Germany that basically concluded that there is no such thing as asymptomatic spread. It doesn't exist. It's not spread asymptomatically. It's not a significant source of spread. And there was a study in Denmark that came to the same conclusion. There was absolutely no difference in spread rates and in infection rates among people wearing masks. Didn't work at all. The masks don't work. They never did. And if you still think they do, you need to read this book. Because remember, we're following the science. And this is a book full of science. It's a book full of studies and charts and data. And I know that this is really painful for a lot of people to think that, wow, they've just been lying to us this whole time. And yeah, that's exactly what they've been doing. They've been lying. They've been just making stuff up. And then this book goes into the actual real world results of different states and different countries. Because you would think that if masks worked, then there would be some, you would be able to see that in the data, right? If we're going to talk about science and say that we believe in science, well, if we should be able to see the results in the data. So states or countries that had mask mandates or had very high mask compliance, you know, even if you didn't have a mask mandate, you had a very high compliance rate of people wearing masks voluntarily, or if you if you had a mask mandate, but you had a very low compliance rate, nobody was actually wearing masks, you would think that the places where the compliance, the mask wearing was highest, would see better results than places where mask wearing was lowest. You don't see that at all. You don't see it. And you can look at the charts. So, you know, this is yet another, it's just yet another, I said about this podcast? I hope I can get people, at least if I can get one person to lose their faith in the people in charge, if I can get one person to believe that these people don't know what they're doing, they're either complete idiots, incompetent morons just trying to justify their existence. They're just trying to, they're just trying to convince you that they're important and that you need them. Oh yeah, you got to increase my budget so that I can do more of the good work that I do. They're either incompetent morons or they're just crooks. Just crooks and con artists. That's what they are. I mean, there's no real, look, I know that there are some people in government, some people in these places that are doing good work, but they're ruled by the people who rise to the top are the con artists. And you know, I mean, I think that we see that, a lot of us see that in large organizations, big corporations, big government agencies, where the people at the top sort of, you don't get there by being the smartest guy in the room. You get there by being the most politically cunning guy in the room, right? So I think that this is one of the things that, this is yet another point that we need to make, and we need to tell these people, you know, especially now with Democrats, they still want to mask kids. They want to put masks on children, and wow, the rain is really coming down now. Hopefully you can still hear me. But the Democrats still want to put masks on kids, and that is, there is no scientific, it is totally anti-science to put masks on kids in a bunch of different ways. I mean, first of all, masks don't work at all, and even if they did, which they don't, but even if they did, kids have nothing to worry about from COVID anyway. So this is all part of this group of people at the top who want to boss us around. They want to control us. They want to take our money. They want to pay themselves really, really, really well with our money to boss us around. And they want to convince us that we need them. Oh yeah, we have to have them. What would we do without Dr. Fauci? Oh, thank God we had Dr. Fauci leading us through this difficult time. Well, actually, he didn't do a damn thing. He didn't do a damn thing, and he did vastly more harm than good. And so many of our government agencies did much more harm than good. Government, you know, these politicians, governors, they did much more harm than good. And they're still doing more harm than good. So we need to not listen to them. We need to have no respect for them. Do not respect these people. Okay, so that's my rant about masks. And look, I'm just following the science. I've been looking at the data. I've been looking at the science for almost 2 years now. I've been trying to pay very close attention to all this stuff. And this guy has been really paying attention. This guy, Ian Miller, he did a great episode on the Tom Woods show. And I think I'm going to do my next episode on the different podcasts that I listen to, because a few people have asked me about that. But yeah, check out the Tom Woods podcast with Ian Miller on it, and follow him on Twitter. He's a smart guy, and he lays it out in chart form, really pretty hard to dispute. It's really easy to share charts with your Democrat friends who are denying science and who have been denying science for two solid years. Okay, so that's it. That's episode 63. If you like this podcast, give me some good ratings and go to Podbean, and you can message me on Podbean, and you can support me on Podbean if you're, you know, if you've got some extra money lying around, you don't know what to do with it, burning a hole in your pocket. And that's it, and I will see you on the next one. All right, bye-bye. Hopefully it won't be raining. See ya.